He's the enigmatic frontman of Noiseworks.
Thank you, Triple M, for supporting Australian music, Australian artists always. We love you.
And we love you right back with all our heart and soul. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, John Stevens.
Royalty. Yeah.
There he is. Royalty. John Stevens, welcome to the Rush Hour, mate. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Oh, no, thank you, guys. How are you?
Oh, well, last time you and I were doing a little bit of bonding was on the racetrack here in Adelaide.
That's right, AJ, and I think I just pipped you at the post.
Oh. Pipped you? He crashed into the wall. He didn't finish. The horse was trying to ride his car off. He said he was trying to take you out as well, John.
Well, I think I took him out and Antonio Sabato Jr.
You did too.
Kill or be killed, mate.
Oh, great to hear your voice again, mate. Congratulations on an outstanding album. Triple M have been playing Heart and Soul and the beautiful song Sunshine. Mate, what inspired you back after 30 years, young man?
30 years.
Look, it's an album that we finished back in 2019 when Stuart Fraser, our original guitar player, and him and I started the band back in 82, and he passed away, unfortunately, in 2019. So everything was put on hold, and obviously the following couple of years, everything was put on hold for obvious reasons. I won't mention that word, but... So here we are in 2022 and the world's opened up again and life is looking very optimistic. Brilliant. For everybody. So we just thought it's a good time to put it out and honour our mates to it and just get the songs out there because, you know, he's playing on every song. Mm. He's written a few of the songs with us and you know, it's just a way of honouring our brother, really.
Hey, Johnny, you just spoke about writing songs yourselves. Yeah. I'm musically... illiterate, if that's a saying. How do you write songs or the inspiration? How do you make them sound good? Your creative process?
It's just about trying to be true to yourself, I suppose. You know, I was, you know, because I'm the singer, I have to sing things that mean something to me. And I write from that point of view where if it means something to me, then I figure it might mean something to someone else out there. And you know, and that's if it reaches, you know, one person or 10 people or 100,000 or a million or whatever, then, you know, as an artist, you're sort of doing your job because, you know, I never subscribe to this, you know, these super successful artists that go, oh, I hate my job and I, you know, I would just want to be indie and I don't want people to hear my music. It's like, what are you doing it for, guy? You know, you want to, music changes people's lives. It really does, you know, and it changes your mood. And it can make you happy, sad, you know, all that kind of stuff. And music has saved a lot of lives. And, you know, I make music to you know, not only help myself because it's my own way of, you know, therapy, but in the hope it helps other people.
Well said, John. Hey, how excited are you to come to Adelaide? Because it's not far off now, the Adelaide 500. Playing with Barnsley and Ice House on the Saturday night concert. Will we see any of your new music then?
Maybe. Yes. I'm doing one show with me and then the other show with Noiseworks. The big one with Noiseworks with Jimmy and
Do you want a rematch when you get back to Adelaide? We'll get the carter back out and we'll see who's the big dog. Hey,
listen, mate, come on. You know who's the big dog.
You are.
You know that, mate. I'm a lot older than you. I'm the big dog.
You are the big dog.
Jazz thinks he's the big dog, but he's just a little chihuahua, a little barking man.
How do you think social media has changed the music industry, mate, after 30 years?
Well, it's put us directly in touch with our fans. And, you know, they write to us and they tell us their life stories. And they tell you how much you mean to them and your music means to them. And so it's fantastic. It's an amazing sort of thing, you know, when you can have that kind of communication. Obviously, you know, you don't want to have too much because, you know, you've got to keep your lives private. But, you know, it's a world with technology.
Yeah.
There's been some amazing innovations and, you know, the internet is certainly one of them. But it's fraught with danger as well.
Absolutely.
Johnny, recently down to Victor Harbour you were. You're coming back, obviously, for the Adelaide 500. I just want to ask you about a particular session you had with one of our boys here, the garage session up in Brisbane with our boy Gleeso. Now, he came back a shell of a human. He was pale. He looked like he hadn't slept for a while. What was he like after hours? Because we're going to pass this on to him.
He was cooked.
Mate, all I can say that by the time I arrived and we did that interview, he was already cooked. I'm like, hey, bro, what have you been up to? He goes, oh, you know how it is, Johnny. I do. You got a head start, pal.
he over-raced early.
God, love him.
We love Gleeso. 61 years of age, John. And now I'm asking for Jars. How are you looking so good? Because Jars is, what are you, Jars?
56.
56 and... Well, he's getting a bit pasty.
Johnny's got sort of looking pasty.
Well, you're flaking. But
eyes are itchy.
Mate, I don't know. Look, I just had another stent put in my heart.
Did you?
Seven weeks ago. You know, and that was a bit of a surprise, you know. You know, I mean, I had double heart bypass surgery 13 years ago. So I've kind of, you know, very mindful of my health and, you know, got off all the pies. A few years ago, well, a lot of pies anyway. I need a pie every now and then.
You hear that, Jazz?
Come on, Jazz. You know, don't drink too many beers.
No.
I just drink a little bit more wine. But, you know, so I don't know, man. It's just, and you know, look, I'm a granddad. I live for my kids and my partner. And you know, I just love being alive because I really shouldn't be here.
Right. Great, mate. We're so proud. Oh, mate, I was rapt when I heard the news. We're going to have a chat to you. 30 years, Noiseworks, one of my favourite all-time bands.
Thank you.
A powerhouse front man. We love you, mate, and can't wait to see you in Adelaide. And keep up the great work, mate, because you're changing everyone's lives, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys. I can't wait to get to Adelaide, and it's going to be a huge weekend.
Well done. Well done. Appreciate
keep away
your time.
From Gleeso.
Stay safe, mate.
Stay away from Gleeso.
There he is, our very dear friend John Stevens from Noiseworks.